My name is Barbara Fode, and I am here to welcome you, whatever brings you here today, whether it is your custom to come, whether you have come because you are curious to see what's happening here, or whether there might be a time of crisis in your life. God is here, and we are here to be with you, and we hope you find God's peace and God's presence here today. If you are a visitor, we are especially glad to have you, and I've met a couple, three folks, so those of you who've been around for a while, be sure to greet them during our greeting time. We do have a brochure about our church, and I will get you a newsletter. You hopefully have a bulletin, so you can follow that through the service, and we'll have most everything up on the screen as well. Inside your bulletin, you do have a slip that looks something like this. And even if you've been here forever, we're trying to keep track of who's who and who's not here and who is here. So please at least put your name. And if you're a visitor, we'd love to have some contact information to check in with you and let you know about the things that are happening here. And you can just put that in the offering plate. But if you have a prayer request, then you can write that at the top, and those will be read aloud, and the ushers will collect those a little bit earlier in the service before the offering. Now, last week, I just loved some of the liturgy that was up on the screen, and I couldn't copy it down fast enough, and then I thought, oh, dumb me, use the QR code. So on the back here, the way to give is one thing, but you can get the whole text of the bulletin. If you have a smartphone and you download a free QR reader, you just take that and you take your tablet or your phone and you just do that, and voila, the whole thing will appear. The whole liturgy will appear there on those QR codes. So now I have that prayer that I was interested in having. Let's see, a couple of upcoming events. No soup and sermon today, but is next week. And in 2 weeks, we will have our breakfast again. And because of the tighter schedule, now that we start at 10:30, we need more hands for cleanup. So if in 2 weeks you can come help us clean up, come for breakfast about 9 or 9:15, or come stay for cleanup at 9:30, or come for cleanup at 9:30. And we had some extras today, and thank you. We had a small crowd, and we were able to all get here on time. But if we have a big crowd, we need a little bit more help. There are restrooms out this way. The ushers are in the back, and they can help you with anything else. And after worship service, please join us out through either door behind here so we can have a little fellowship time. Our litanist is Peter Soares, I believe, and Dale Fryer is our song leader, and our pastor, Alicia Wood, is here today. So let us continue with worship. I think it's time to sing, Martha.
Good morning. We start our summer service with a hymn sing. We'll do three hymns, one verse each, and you get to choose them. 696. Very good. All right.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, good shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Didn't need your hymnal for that. Anybody on this side? Yes. 489?
189. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature,
Five oh two.
holy wings, O Savior, spread gently over me, and let me rest securely through good and ill in thee. O be my strength and portion, my rock and hiding place, and let my every moment be
Thank you, and we'll do more next week.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to see all of you at 10:30. This is great. I'm honored to say I'm the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I say that because I've had a couple nightmares this weekend, worrying about me being here on time, Peter being here on time, you know, everybody being on time, and then I actually am so excited because sitting behind me is like a pop-up choir over here. I didn't even know about this. So this is really great. Good stuff. So let's get started on our journey through the year. The tradition of blessing prayers has endured through centuries among the people called Celts. These blessings reveal a sense of the holy in every moment, in everything, in every person. This is a way of living, of observing and celebrating, blessing and being blessed by the ordinary acts and encounters of life. Inspired by this tradition of Celtic spirituality and featuring the blessing poems of Beth A. Richardson, we will spend this July steeping in the blessings that surround us and live within us. The cycle of the year brings with it many kinds of journeys. Peaks and valleys are parts of life. Repetitive cycles of nature, family, community, traditions like election day chicken dinners and neighborhood Christmas dinners mark our journeys with anticipation and memory. This week, we reflect on how blessing shows up in a, I got a word I can't say. Myriad, thank you. I practiced it last night and I was going to look at myriad of ways over time, and we contemplate the importance of the rhythms of life. And so let's start our worship with our theme song, Bless to Me.
In the eye of the one, in the eye of the sun, in the eye of the Spirit, the three, who created, redeemed, and who washed my soul clean, in love I am bending my knee. Bless to me, as with angels and saints, so with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love, O Spirit, bless to me.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Peter. I'll be your liturgist this morning. Would you please now rise, if you're able, and join me in the call to worship, which is a Beth Richardson poem titled, Bless This Journey. We stand at the threshold and look behind us at all that we have done, at all that we have loved, at all that is familiar, and our hearts fill with grief, with sadness, with gratitude. We stand at the threshold and look before us at the future we can and cannot see, at the beginnings we can and cannot imagine, at the possibilities we can and cannot know, and our hearts fill with fear, with trust, with hope. Bless our grief and our gratitude, our sadness and our trust, our fear and our hope. Bless this journey, God of past and future. Guide our steps, walking beside us, before us, within us, as we step across this threat. And please remain standing and join now in singing our opening hymn, Traveling with God, One More Step, displayed on the screen.
One more step along the world I go. One more step along the world I go. From the old things to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. The old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. Round the corners of the world I turn. More and more about the world I learn. And the new things that I see, you'll be looking at along with me. From the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. As I travel through the bad and good, keep me traveling the way I should. Where I see no way to go, you'll be telling me the way I know. From the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you. Give me courage when the world is rough. Keep me loving though the world is tough. Deep and sing in all I do. Keep me traveling along with you. And from the old I travel to the new. Keep me traveling along with you.
We have a tradition at University Church of greeting one another by shaking hands or sharing a fist bump and saying good morning or peace be with you. Actually, the fist bump isn't a long tradition. It's sort of new. I invite you to share the peace of Christ in whatever way makes sense to you with your neighbors now.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Please be seated. Wow. How are all of you today? Good? One person's good? Okay. So I have a question. I'm going to get the microphone so we can hear you. I have a question. What are you spending your time doing or hoping to do this season of summer? What are you doing?
I'm trying to make a lemonade stand.
You're making a lemonade stand. Great. Anything else? What are you doing with your time or hoping to do with your time this summer? Is anyone busy? Yeah, you're busy? Is anyone bored? Not sure. Okay. Do you have something that you want to share? No, okay. He told me earlier, but that's okay. All right, so the season of summer, we get to do different things than we do in the other seasons, right? And so once summer is over, we can't do some things, right? We can't mow the lawn in the winter, right? Is anyone out mowing the lawn or picking flowers in the winter? No, we're not doing that. So there's things that we can do in this season that we can't do in other seasons. And so I wanted to share this with you because one of the things that is really great about seasons is there's always another season coming. So when in summertime, I know this is a really long way away, but when you go back to school in the fall, is there anything that you want to do different, any goals that you might have? I always in the summer had a goal that I wanted to accomplish in the next school year. So what's yours?
Reading.
Okay, you're working on reading? That's awesome. That's really great. Yeah.
A flying car.
Building what?
A flying car.
What is that? A flying car. You're building a flying car in your apartment? Well, great. I can't wait to use it. That's great. Anything else you're hoping in the summer or that you're going to do in the fall? So you know what? I bring this up because I'm going to hand out butterflies because we always have something new that's going to be happening. And I was thinking back way back when I was ended sixth grade and going into seventh grade, one of my goals in seventh grade was to be able to talk to people more. Believe it or not, I used to be shy and not talk to a lot of people. And that was something I decided that I wanted to make a goal. And so I guess I never stopped talking after that. But I know that I intentionally was like, I'm going to make more friends this year and I'm going to talk to more people. So I am going to hand out some of these really neat butterflies that we earlier you all made and put up on our rainbow, our banners, so that you can remember there's always a new season. There's always something new emerging. So why don't you pick one out? And as you pick one out and pass it, I'm going to have you hold this and pass it because I would like to at the same time pray. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that there is always another season ahead, that summer will turn to autumn, and autumn will turn to winter, and winter will turn to spring, and then we will be back in summer once again. Thank you for the gift of seasons that are in nature and gifts of season that are within ourselves. We pray all of this in your many names. Amen. Well, thank you for coming and talking with me, and so you can go sit with your family again. All right? Oh, goodness me. The broken arm is jumping. All right. Thank you for talking with me today. So our next part of worship includes prayer. So if you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please turn in it's a lavender slip. Our ushers will be coming down to collect them. And we'll collect these prayers and sing our song.
Filled with your love, let us love in return. May Jesus show us each day your smile and your wisdom, your grace and your will. In awe and wonder I pray. Bless to me, angels and saints all with me. Each shade and light, day and night, time in your love. O Spirit, bless to me.
So we have some prayers to share. Let us settle ourselves and our hearts in an attitude of prayer.
Let's settle our hearts in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Loving Creator God, thanks for the summer beauty of this day, for active days and restful nights, for the growing season with the abundant fruits of our labor, for the everlasting cycles of time you have set in our solar system. As the hymn says, we join with all nature in manifold witness to your great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Thanks for this space and this time here to bring our gratitude and share it with each other. We pray for the health and safety of our loved ones and for strength and courage to carry forward. And we worry about our planet, threats to the human family, and to the beauty and order of your creation. This week, 19 of 20 nations still agreed to the Paris goals of stopping climate change, with the U.S. as the exception. 122 nations just agreed the day before yesterday to ban nuclear weapons in the world, as was done with landmines. But the U.S. and eight other nuclear nations refused to attend that UN conference. So the most powerful, wealthy leaders still threaten the whole world and target the people who had to flee the floods, fires and droughts, the wars and bombings, and even the people who milk the cows and pick our fruits and vegetables are targeted for deportation and oppression, blamed for fleeing, robbed of their rights as members of the human family. Dear God, show us the power of your truth and love. Be present with us now, in real time, your real time, each shade and light, day and night, time in your love. The real time when we share the joy of a growing child's abilities. The real time when we listen and learn from each other's viewpoints. The real time when we start healing and stop hurting. The real time, not on a screen, but right here with real people. A time for peace, not for more wars. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. With your own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Give us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow to respond when the Spirit says, come follow me. May we join with the human community in saying no to oppression, in thinking critically about the issues that divide us, and in being allies to all our brothers and sisters and all the children who have been unjustly harmed. Give us faith to move forward together in restoring your shalom, your beautiful, orderly universe. And now, as Jesus taught us, let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Father and Mother God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand with me if you're able and join me in singing Come Follow Me, sung to the familiar tune of The Gift of Love as displayed on the screen.
The grace of God is like a road that draws the heart from its first home. We long to go, but hate to leave. The Spirit calls, come follow me. The voice of God is like the wind. It comes and goes and comes again. We read the signs in the bending trees, and the Spirit calls, come follow me. The strength of God is like a stone. It firms the will of soul and bone. Still soul and bone grown weak and squeak, and the Spirit calls, come follow me. The hope of God is like the sun. It shines until the day is done. And in the night, stars rise in the east, and the Spirit calls, come follow me. The love of God is like a stream. It fills and feeds our deepest dreams. It finds a thirst and leaves a spring. And the Spirit calls, come follow me. The peace of God is like a friend that sees us through the journey's end. The road is long and the talk is sweet, and the Spirit calls, come follow me.
Please be seated. Our scriptures today speak to the joy of celebrating God's love. I'll be reading words of praise for creation in Psalm 104, verses 19 to 23, and familiar words about the seasons of life from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1, 13, and 14. Both are from the Common English Bible. From the Psalm, God made the moon for the seasons, and the sun too, which knows when to set. You bring on the darkness, and it is night, when every forest animal prowls. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Then people go off to their work, to do their work until evening. And from Ecclesiastes, there's a season for everything and a time for every matter under the heavens. Moreover, this is the gift of God, that all people should eat, drink, and enjoy the results of their hard work. I know that whatever God does will last forever. It's impossible to add to it or take away from it. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. I have had so much joy and pleasure to read through the prayers of this book, Christ Beside Me, Christ Within Me by Beth A. Richardson. If you have not received a copy or wanted a copy or thought about getting a copy, let me know, because it's just brought so much meaning and growth in my spiritual life. And so I just wanted to share that with you once again. So here we are. We are on week 4 of 7 in the Blessed to Me series. And so far we've talked about that God is with us through the day, celebrating God's presence in each moment, the holy moments and celebrating gifts of life, and the passages or thresholds. And we have our threshold over there to enter the sanctuary, those special moments that mark times in our lives. So today we'll explore how God is with us through the seasons, our journey through the whole year. So let's begin with a prayer poem by Beth A. Richardson, which is not in the book, but she has written on her blog, if you want to look her up, because right now she is journeying back to her family roots in Ireland and posting things along the way. And so she posted this beautiful picture and this prayer poem. So let's just be mindful of this. Loving God, we enter the gates of Clonmacnoise. Ahead of us are centuries of life in the Spirit. You have a choice, the leader says. Go in pilgrim or go in tourist mode. Either way is fine, but make your intention. I walk the stones of the pilgrim way. I touch the high cross that has stood there for 1,000 years. How many people have walked these steps? How many hearts have been touched, guided, inspired in this place? Let me journey with their spirits. Let me walk in faithfulness, in kindness, in love, in the pilgrim way. Amen. So we do have a choice every day. We can go about our journey as a pilgrim or as a tourist. We can truly take it in, or we can walk around simply observing as an outsider. So I just want to take a minute here and think about the seasons in nature. And I'm going to ask all of you this question. How or where do you see God in the season of summer? So where or how do you see God in this season of summer?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Sunset, with the birds singing. In the animals, in the what? In the crops growing. Okay.
In the sun.
Where do you see God or how do you see God in the autumn? The colors,
the trees,
the birds. And how do you see God, or where do you feel God in the winter? In the snow. Somebody said it. Everyone else is laughing, but whoever said snow, good for you. The people. In the sunshine, yes. In the silence and in the indoors, yes, yes. Cozied in a sweater and a blanket. And where do you see God, or how do you see God? In the springtime. In the plants. In the rain, in the birds.
In the lake.
In the lake. In the wind. In the colors of the trees, the new budding flowers, yes. God is all around us in the seasons. Our Muslim brothers and sisters fast during the month of Ramadan, and this fast is one of the five pillars of Islam. The month is spent by Muslims fasting during the daylight hours from dawn to sunset. The Islamic calendar is a lunar calendar, and months begin when the first crescent of a new moon is sighted. Since the Islamic lunar calendar year is 10 to 11 days shorter than the solar year, Ramadan migrates throughout nature's seasons. Muslims believe this is beneficial to experience the fast during different seasons. As Christians, we have a Christian calendar or a liturgical calendar. It looks like this, somewhat like this. And so we have the beginning of the Christian calendar is Advent. And Advent prepares us for Christmas. And then we have Epiphany and the season after Epiphany. We have the season of Lent, Holy Week and Easter, and the season after Easter. And then we have Pentecost. And the season after Pentecost. The season after Pentecost is also called ordinary time, and that's what we're in right now. Now, I really liked this calendar, so I picked this image. The season of creation,
Don't know what that is. This is a Lutheran liturgical calendar, so I'm going to be calling my Lutheran pastor friend and asking her what that is, because I'm very curious. So that is our liturgical season. So seasons seem to, in nature and in the liturgical seasons, remain the same, although we may experience them differently depending on what season or leg of our journey we are on. As a church, we have gone through many changes. And I'm hoping I got this right, Rosemary. This is on the internet, so I'm hoping it's right. This was the original church set here in this place. It was originally called the Dempster Mission, and it was eventually changed to University Avenue Methodist Episcopal Church. So we've gone through many changes in this setting because that building actually burned down and now we have what we have here. But not only that, our community around this building has changed and the people in this building have changed. We have friends that have come from First Pres and we have friends who have come from James Street United Methodist Church and we have friends who have come from many, many other churches to this place. And I grabbed a new picture from our website, which back when the Dempster Mission was there, they would have never even thought of a website. So things certainly have changed. So there are other kinds of seasons that we experience through life, like grief and depression and patience and reflection and seasons of waking nights, seasons of love, seasons of caring for another. We have a season sometimes of resurrection or new birth, new life, or the season of service or even protest. All human life has its seasons and cycles, and no one's personal chaos can be permanent. Winter, after all, even in Syracuse, gives way to spring and summer, though sometimes when branches stay dark and the earth cracks with ice, one thinks they will never come, that spring and that summer, but they do, always. And this is a quote by Truman Capote. How do we get through, Capote? Did I say it wrong? Sorry, Capote. I have a twisted tongue today. It's not coming, and nothing's coming out right. So how were we able to get through these seasons? Whether they're seasons of joy or seasons of reflection or even sadness, how were we able to get through these seasons? It's interesting because this ancient book of books called the Bible, this scripture, somehow keeps reminding humanity over thousands of years that God is always with us. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We can think that we are the only person or even the only generation to feel the way we feel, but then we find this affirmation in Scripture, reassuring us that God is with us, a constant in all of life's seasons, before and after us. The seasons do change. The seasons change us as well. We can be assured that God remains with us as we journey forward into new seasons of life. Seasons in my life, and with them comes change, but in all of them, I know that you, God, will stay the same. As we go through the seasons, journeying through each year, I ask you, will you go in pilgrim or tourist mode? And I'd like to end today with a Bless to Me prayer that I wrote for today, this moment, this time. Bless to me that we met each other on this journey. Bless to me the seasons we will face together as we go. I am grateful for this holy space. This holy moment. These, your holy people. And this holy journey, whatever length of time or challenges or celebrations, we will share along the way. Bless to me the patience, grace, and love that I and others have experienced in this place. May the road we pilgrim ahead be full of seasons of life. Christ beside us and within us. Amen.
As we enter our time of giving, I'd like to remind everybody to please place your attendance slips, if you haven't already, the ones that look like this, into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. Also, I'd like to remind our first-time visitors to know that we do not expect a donation from you today, just your first time. You are our guest. We're grateful that you're here. Yes, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let's bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Don't you love that? I think that might have been from The Little Rascals or something. Awesome. So please join me in the prayer of dedication displayed on the screen, which is adapted from the song Turn, Turn, Turn by Pete Seeger and later popularized by the Byrds. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to laugh, a time to weep, a time to dance, a time to mourn, A time of love, a time of hate. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. We dedicate ourselves to the fact that this is our season, to be your hands and heart in this world. Our season to boldly grab the blessings that you have given us and model heaven on earth for a weary world. Amen. Please remain standing and join in singing Great is Thy Faithfulness, which describes many seasons in which God continues to remain faithful to us. Our hymn is found on page 140 in the blue pew hymnal, and there's lots of harmony in there. I encourage you to sing the harmony. And on the screen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars, their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy only presence to cheer and to guide. Strengthen today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all kinds and thousands beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
So, a couple quick things before I forget. One is, look at the time. Didn't we do well? Yay! What time do we start next week? 10:30 a.m. And you want to be here at 10:30 because we have a guest speaker talking about a program we're partnering with Bellevue Heights United Methodist Church called Blessings in a Backpack. So please be here to hear all about that. And then next week we have bagels and song and prayer in the morning. So here we go. You can speak this with me, or if you'd like to just stand and listen, that's okay too. God in my life, God on my lips, God in my soul, God in my heart, God in my hoping, God in my sufficing, God in my slumber, God in mine ever-living soul, God in mine eternity. Go now in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.